Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bill Renna. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Runnels. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett now playing first base. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. There goes Gurnett. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brewer. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Brewer steals second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Runnels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0 for 1 in the game. Renna takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Renna moves to second. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brewer hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to second. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Renna. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to third for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Ted Lepsio now playing second base. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Renna takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Renna moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. White hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brewer hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 0 for 3 in the game. Budden takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lawler for a passed ball. Budden moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Budden moves to third. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wynn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Renna strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.